welcome all you garland bushrangers that gallop on the plain, that scorn to live in slavery or wear the convict chain. Attention pay to what I say and value it if you do. I will relate the matchless fate of poor Jack Donahue. Old Donahue was taken all for a notorious crime and sentenced to be hanged upon the gallows tree so high. But when they brought him to Bathurst jail, he left him in a stew. For when they come to call the roll, they missed Jack Donahue. When Donahue made his escape to the bush, he went straightway. The squatters, they were all afraid to travel by night and day. And every day in the newspapers, they brought out something new concerning that bold bush ranger they called Jack Donahue. As he and his companions rode out one afternoon, not thinking that the pains of death would overtake them soon, to their surprise the horse police, well armed, they come in view, and in double quick time they did advance to take Jack Donahue. Oh Donahue, Donahue, throw down your carabine, or do you intend to fight us all, and will you not resign? To surrender to such cowardly dogs is a thing I never would do. This day I'll fight with all me might, says bold Jack Donahue. It never shall be said of me that Donahue the brave surrendered to a policeman or became an Englishman's slave. I'd rather roam the bush so wild like a dingo or kangaroo than work one day for the government, says bold Jack Donahue. The sergeant and the corporal, they did their men divide. Some fired at him from behind and some from every side. The sergeant and the corporal, they both fired at him too, and a rifle bullet pierced the heart of poor Jack Donahue. 9 rounds he'd fired and 9 men shot before that fatal ball that pierced his heart and made him smart and caused him for to fall. And as he closed his mournful eyes, he bid the world adieu, saying, convicts all, pray for the soul of bold Jack Donahue.